Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. We always look forward to this time together that we can discuss the issues. We encourage and invite your dialogue, your discussion about the issues of the day. Let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call gets you directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue and discussion on the issue of the day. We'll be talking about today COVID chaos. Let's ask the doctor, COVID chaos. If there's chaos, confusion about a medical issue, we need to ask the physician about the questions that we have in mind. So we're going to talk about that today. And as we do so, we want to remind you that if we face the issues, we do so based on the scripture, based on the word of God. In fact, I'm reminded of Colossians 2:8, beware lest any man should spoil you through philosophies and vain deceit and the traditions of men after the rudiments of the world and not after Christ. One of the major things that we have today that causes chaos and confusion, I believe more than anything else, is the understanding of what the Word of God says to us, how we need to understand the Scripture, and what God would have us to do, and how He would have us to live our lives. By the way, when we talk about medical issues, as we will today, we're talking about COVID, and what COVID is and what it is not. We need to understand that, first of all, the Lord Jesus Christ is the great physician. And we need to understand that first and foremost, we need spiritual healing and then physical healing. And physical healing can come through the hands of physicians that are guided and directed by God Himself. As we face the issues, we do so based on truth. It's the truth book, the Word of God. Jesus said to His disciples in John 8:31-32, if you continue in My Word, then you're My disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Ladies and gentlemen, truth is an elusive thing today. Many can't even spell the word, much less understand what truth means. It was the secularist George Orwell, in the writing of his book, 1984, the dystopian fiction novel, that George Orwell said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And I find that more and more each and every day in the society in which we're living in. But I go back to a good saying, a faithful, truthful saying from the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus said, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. And I believe that is a challenge and a charge that we ought to make today and accept ourselves. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full brand of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of Honda generators. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff to answer all of your questions about power backup equipment, as well as the professional and homeowner brand lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right in the heart of Mandarin. It's right at the intersection of Old St. Augustine Road and I-295. There's a gigantic flag, 165-foot flagpole with U.S. flag Old Glory flying 24/7. At the base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. We're talking about today, ladies and gentlemen, COVID chaos. A lot of chaos and confusion that's taking place. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe the COVID pandemic and the chaos is now over a year in America. And our nation, I believe, has experienced the devastation and the dilemma and deception more so than anything else in U.S. history. The emperor in the white jacket, Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx, Dr. Tedros from World Health Organization, I believe have jointly taken full control of our nation today. I'm looking at an article that says, COVID chaos, the battle for the American mind. It's a 5-6-page article. Just want to read a paragraph or two for you. This article says, I've already detailed many of the dangers in previous columns, the 7 dire consequences and collateral damages from the lockdowns. We're watching each come into fruition right now. Deaths and despair, the casualties most of overlooked by mainstream media, and reaching over 200,000 lost lives just in death and despair in relationship to the lockdowns. Further, it says in this article, government is often wrong. Feds and state officials said shutting down our lives and economy was our way to flatten the curve and keep us safe, but it wasn't true at all. In fact, multiples of nations studies have shown that the tighter government restrictions and lockdowns are both ineffective and stopping the spread of COVID-19 and likely hasten its spread due to the fact that most cases are spread at home and in closer quarters than out in the open. The bottom line, he says, it's time for Americans to quit waiting for federal government and state governments to provide for your welfare, your protection, your relief, and especially a sign to reboot your life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. If you're waiting for the downtrend in COVID-19 before you venture out of your home, studies show you might lose your mind waiting for that moment, end quote. I think it is a fascinating but very true statement, ladies and gentlemen. That's what most people are waiting for the government to tell us what to do, waiting for the state or federal government to say, it's okay to peek out of your mask. It's okay to get out of lockdown. It's okay to step out on the sidewalk. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, I'm a no-masker. And as I go into places, I see folks looking at me like I'm the one with some kind of contagion rather than looking at it on the basis that they have become sheeple rather than people in donning the mask, thinking that somehow, some way, they're more healthy and more sound and safer than I am. Here's an article. Ingram, that is the Fox News broadcaster Ingram, on her Ingram angle, says slams the public health officials over changing COVID message. She calls it liars in lab coats. The Ingram angle host calls out health officials for flip-flopping on COVID-19 science and guidelines. Some of the nation's leading public health officials are promoting pseudoscience in order to prolong coronavirus lockdowns across America, Laura Ingram charged on Monday. The Ingram Angle host opened the program with a monologue of Dr. Fauci's various opinions on mask wearing, beginning with him saying last March that there was no reason to wear a mask, and ending with the statement last month that wearing 2 masks are better than wearing 1. Further in the article, it states, for a long time, people of good faith were willing to overlook some of the goalpost shifting, Ingram said, but Fauci led everyone to believe that nonchalantly, don't worry, everything's going to be all right, it's just around the corner. Further, she states, I've spent much of the past year trying to sound the alarm, and it's liberty versus lockdown, Ingram said, because there's always going to be an excuse for the rich and the powerful to take away the freedom of those that don't even think that much for themselves, much less have any respect, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today the COVID chaos, confusion, dilemma, and devastation as a result of the lockdowns and the mask wearing. And later on, in just a few moments, we're going to talk with a physician. If you've got a medical question, you ask a physician. It is something that I believe is needful and necessary, but certainly we cannot ask Dr. Tedros, we cannot ask Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci because they have vacillated so much on the question. In fact, Joe Biden has said that he is going to follow science. Well, you must recall that it hadn't been too many years ago that scientists told us that the Earth was flat. They found out they were wrong. We must certainly today, ladies and gentlemen, clarify science and scientists. There's a vast difference between science and scientists. Today, people like Dr. Fauci appear to change their scientific view based on the direction of the political winds. So I'm just going to go through a litany very quickly, ladies and gentlemen, of what has been said and what has been changed. Then we're going to introduce our physician today, and we're going to ask him some questions that I believe that we all need to hear the answer to. So if you're tuned in today, pick up the telephone in a moment and invite friends and family and relatives to join in this dialogue and discussion today. In just a moment, we're going to talk with a physician about some of these questions about the COVID chaos and the confusion and the dilemma, the devastation and the destruction that's taken place in America as a result of the false beliefs that have been permeating society and societal thought. Ladies and gentlemen, we're told that 2.2 million people are going to die from COVID-19. We've discovered that was a lie. We were told that the lockdowns would virtually flatten the curve. Now the World Health Organization admits that lockdowns don't work. We were told by Dr. Fauci February 2020 that we do not need to wear masks. Then in 2020 in March, he said that we need to wear masks. And now he's saying we need to wear two or three masks. We understand, ladies and gentlemen, that although there's no scientific evidence that masks have any efficacy at all for the mask wear. We were told that lockdowns and masks need to be done until we get vaccinated. And now we're told that by Emperor Fauci, that even masks and vaccinations, we must continue the social distancing. We must wear masks continually. It might even be 2022 before we can come out from under the dilemma and the controls of lockdowns and mask wearings. Now, the Biden administration is talking about restricting in-state travel unless you have a COVID pass. Some have called the so-called science factors, and some today, ladies and gentlemen, like Dr. Fauci, now telling us we need two masks, three masks. One writer even said we need to wear four masks to stop the spread of COVID. CDC now admits, ladies and gentlemen, that they have inflated by 1,600%, inflated the numbers of COVID deaths by 1,600%. We'll talk about that in a moment. Now, the question is that possible? Absolutely. Now, ladies and gentlemen, CDC and WHO, World Health Organization, admits that the PCR test can be as high as 90% false, a false positive. Now we know the COVID death rate is less than 1.7%. Some have modulated that a little, but it's approximately that. It's under 2%. Of all who contract the disease. We were first told that the HQC hydroxychloroquine medication would not be helpful at all. Now CDC admits that they lied, and it's a political game that's being played today, ladies and gentlemen, and it's being played out in the hearts and the lives and the health of American citizens. So, ladies and gentlemen, if we need answers to medical problems, if we have medical questions, let's ask the doctor. Today, we're privileged, ladies and gentlemen, to have with us on Let's Face the Issues, Dr. Stephen Grable. Dr. Grable is a 30-year board-certified physician. Dr. Grable, welcome to the broadcast today of Let's Face the Issues.
Hi, Dr. Youngblood. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, and I hope you are. Thank you for taking time out of a busy schedule with the medical practice to join us on this dialogue and discussion today. It's always my prayer that your words will fall on ears that are searching for answers that will be a benefit and a blessing to those that are tuned in and listening today. Dr. Grable, before we go through our process of interview and asking you pertinent questions that I believe are relevant and needful for our listening audience to hear, let me ask you to simply take a few minutes to give a little of your background, your certification, the number of years in practice, and why you believe what you believe in relationship to the need for vitamins and minerals, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, I've been in practice 30 years, as you pointed out. I did 5 years of conventional medicine. I had a hospital practice over at the old St. Luke's. It's now St. V's. And I felt that just throwing drugs at everything wasn't the answer. So about 25 years ago, I started practicing what's called functional medicine. And doctors like me, what we do is try to figure out what is the underlying problem, what's actually going on, rather than just reaching for the prescription pad. And I find it very gratifying. I'm enjoying medicine now more than ever, where a lot of my contemporaries can't wait to retire. And when I describe this to patients, they sit and they quietly nod because it's pretty intuitive that we really should be trying to find what the underlying problem is. Now, if you go back to William Osler, who was the sort of father of modern-day medicine, he had the notion that people were going along, minding their own business, doing their thing, and disease would sort of overtake us. And so conventional medicine believes we have to rush in with drugs and surgery or what have you to heal the patient. I, on the other hand, think more like a naturopath, where I believe your body has an innate ability to heal. And if we move the roadblocks out of the way, your body knows how to get itself well. And that's where things like vitamins, minerals, and so forth come into helping to strengthen your immune system and keep your body in fighting shape.
Absolutely. In fact, Dr. Grable, as you're speaking, I recall back many years ago, our oldest son is now about, I think he's about 56 years old. My bride always tells me that I get his birthday incorrect. But I recall back when he was 10, 12 years old, he had a major, major problem constantly with asthma. And we had a recommendation from a friend of ours to take him to Dr. Boutwell there in Georgia. And Dr. Boutwell was a chiropractor, and he was also a Christian, fervent Christian. And he showed us the x-rays of Gene Jr.'s back, and he said that it's all out of alignment. He said if we get the spine in alignment so the immune system can work properly, God will do the healing in the body. And I believe what you're saying is about the same thing, as I understand it, that God's created our physicality in such a way that our immune system will ward off pathogens and diseases if the immune system is strengthened and in order. Am I making that correct, stating that correctly?
Absolutely, absolutely. I worked with a chiropractor for 20 years. I'm a big believer in it. I think that if you can make sure that things are in proper alignment and correct deficiencies, work on detox. I don't know if you knew this little fun fact. If you go back and look at the 1920s, cardiovascular disease and cancer, which are the two biggest killers, were kind of going along, and the curve was fairly flat. And then in the 30s, it took a sharp upswing, about a 45-degree upswing. And nobody talks about this. In 1931 was the advent of modern agriculture. And I really think that a lot of our problems today have to do with our food supply and a lot of the pesticides and, of course, the GMOs and glyphosate, Roundup, and all that stuff that they're spraying on our food. So I recommend to all your listeners to spend the extra money and get organic food, and better yet, grow it yourself if you can, you know, manage to accomplish that.
It would be ideal to have a little backyard garden in each backyard then. That would be wonderful. Dr. Grable, let me turn to a very serious question on the hearts and the minds and the lives of those that are listening today. And our listening audience is, as you know, from Brunswick, Georgia, down to Daytona and from the beaches out to about Lake City. With a geographical area, we probably have some 1.5 million plus in that area. Don't know how many is listening each day. But I believe this is a vital, vital subject that our listeners need to have a good grasp on. So a poignant question that I believe that you could answer for our listeners would be, first and foremost, as we start our journey talking about the COVID pathogen today, what is COVID? What is that pathogen that we call COVID? I read an article this morning that in the UK, it's strange that they have, in the UK, they've had zero, no cases of the common flu. And if anybody believes that's possible, then I'm going to sell them the Buckman Bridge for 25 cents and reconstruct it in their backyard. But explain to our listeners, what is COVID-19?
So COVID-19 is a coronavirus. Yeah, the technical is COVID-SARS-2. Coronaviruses have been around for a long time. And My particular belief, and I think there's some pretty good evidence about this, is that Dr. Fauci was doing the original gain-of-function research on coronavirus back around 2013. And I always love how they will use these fancy terms to hide what they're really doing. So gain-of-function means that he was trying to create a nastier virus in the laboratory. And he has justification for that, saying that, well, if we can create ones, and we can create therapies because this will spontaneously happen in nature and all this kind of stuff. And Judy Mikovits, who I happen to believe is very intelligent and sharp biologist, virologist, says that the natural development of COVID would have taken about 800 years in nature. So anyway, during the Obama administration, they felt that gain-of-function research was unethical, which I agree with.
Yes.
So they shipped it over to Wuhan, gave them $3.7 million to continue the research over there. And my understanding is they gave them another $3.7 million just a year or two ago. And so here you have this deadly virus being basically manufactured and cultivated in the laboratory. Now, whether it got out accidentally or deliberately, my own belief system on that is somewhat irrelevant because it's out there and now we have this issue. What I found in my practice is that it's just a nasty flu bug. Now, it's not influenza, but the symptoms are pretty similar to influenza. So headaches, fever, chills.
Yes, and one of the things, Dr. Grable, if I could jump in for a moment, that our sure. listeners, I believe, would be edified to understand. If a person had the common cold, the fundamental elements of the COVID pathogen are the same. Am I correct?
Kind of yes and no. A lot of people misconstrue the flu with the common cold. So the common cold, which are candy coronaviruses or adenoviruses probably more commonly, typically you have your runny or stuffy nose, scratchy or sore throat, kind of the swollen lymph nodes in your neck, maybe a little bit of cough, usually kind of a wet cough. That's more of your typical common cold symptoms. With COVID, on the other hand, you typically have a lack of those symptoms. And you have very often headache, typical fever, chills, dry cough. Everybody's heard about the loss of taste and smell. That's somewhat pathognomonic for COVID. And just extreme exhaustion. You're just really tired and achy. So that's very similar to influenza, the kind of symptoms you have.
One of the questions that I have with it in studying, doing research, limited from a layman's position and standpoint, versus yours from a medical standpoint, the PCR test that's been done, the PCR test can have a false positive because if there is a common cold element there, as i.e. someone in the family having a cold, having had a cold within 30, 60, 90 days, it could show up and show as a false positive for COVID-19. Is that the potential or is that just something that is rhetoric that's written?
No. In fact, what the PCR test, which was developed by Kerry Mullis, he actually won the Nobel Prize for discovering polymerase chain reaction testing, said it was never developed to be used in the way that we're using it. And the problem is that they're looking for a little piece of what's called RNA, which is kind of similar to DNA in a way. Everyone, 100% of people have that little piece of RNA in their bodies that the test is testing for. But because it's in the bodies in such small amounts, they have to do what's called amplifications. And studies show that after about 30 of these amplifications, just about everybody will have what's called a false positive. In other words, the test will come back positive when they really don't have COVID. And the dirty little secret is most of these labs are doing anywhere from 35 to 45 amplifications.
Yes.
Now,
high number of false positives, and that gives them the, as I call it, the Communist Network News, that prior to the defeat of President Trump on re-election, they were harping the number of new cases every day. Dr. Grable, hold on just 1 minute. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go ahead with the question or comment, please.
Yes, because of government overreach, I believe we should vote out those elective officials who show excessive use of government to control and limit freedom. And, of course, as a Christian, we should vote out anti-Christian types and anti-biblical types. In my opinion, only COVID-19 infected people should be quarantined and restricted. Healthy people should be informed of face masks, social distancing, and then it should be whatever precautions they take, it should be at their discretion and volition.
That's a good question. Dr. Grable, how do you respond to the caller?
Well, I think there's some excellent points the caller is making. Let's just talk a little bit about death rates from COVID, because I think that's important. When this first came out, they were touting 3-4% death rate, which has now been totally debunked. And if you really crunch the numbers, it appears it's probably in the neighborhood of 0.3%. Now, influenza is about 0.1%. So what you'll hear these so-called experts say is, oh, COVID has three times the death rate of influenza. And people hear that and they think, oh, wow, that's serious. That sounds very bad. Well, if you then told them, they say, well, listen, that's the difference between 1 in 1,000 and 3 in 1,000. They would say, oh, well, that's not that big a deal. So that goes in then to talking about masks and lockdowns and social distancing. So masks, they initially thought were important because they believed that COVID is only spread by droplets. You know, when you cough, sneeze, or talk, these big droplets. What we've since learned is that many experts now believe that it's really carried more on the fine aerosol, which goes through the mask, around the mask, behind the mask. About the best the mask does, in my opinion, is have you breathe low oxygen. Social distancing, there's not a shred of evidence that 6-foot social distancing has been proven. It is simply an opinion of these experts who've been repeatedly wrong about COVID.
All right. To our caller, so did that answer your question, caller? To our caller, Joseph?
Yes, there's the health aspect and the medical aspect, and then there's the political, and, you know, people are using it against us to impose their will on us and control us is the way I feel.
Absolutely. Joseph, I believe you're exactly right, and thank you so much for your call. I'll answer that political question for you rather than Dr. Grable doing it. I have no question whatsoever in my mind, but the COVID-19 was weaponized, and the weaponization purpose was to defeat President Donald J. Trump in the election, and now all of a sudden it's being diminished, and it looks as though, to the average person, that Joe Biden came in, waved the big white flag of not surrender, but of being able to defeat the COVID pathogen, and all of a sudden the numbers are going down. All of a sudden there's light at the end of the tunnel. However, Dr. Fauci keeps saying that we've got to extend the time or extend the requirements, extend the lockdowns, can't even open the schools, and that perhaps as late as 2022 we'll be able to have a reprieve from it. So thank you so much for your call, Joseph. Dr. Grable, we've got about a minute and a half left on this portion of our broadcast, and you just started talking about the mask, and now you know some of these so-called experts are saying that 2 masks are needed, 3 masks, and even one so-called expert said perhaps as many as 4 masks. Would you go into a little detail on that for the last minute of this broadcast before our news break, and let's talk about that. What about masks? 2 masks, 3 masks, 4 masks, does it make a difference, the number of masks, or should we even consider wearing a mask?
Well, I personally think that masks are harmful. About the only exception might be if you're in a healthcare situation and you have an active COVID patient coughing, certainly putting a mask on will catch some of those big droplets, which would reduce your viral load. But my belief is that COVID virus is floating around all over the place, and obviously they're microscopic, we can't see them. And when you wear a mask, you're breathing low oxygen air. And putting more masks on just reduces the oxygen that you're getting, which then lowers your immune system. I think it's insanity, personally.
Absolutely. Dr. Grable, hold on just for a minute. We're going to have a 1 minute top of the hour news break. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.